Good morning, guys. My name is Philip Vandermeulen, and this is Toxic Masculinity. We are a podcast that's going to look at all things manly. So I will warn you right now, if you are easily offended or a militant feminist, you're probably not going to want to listen to this podcast, lest you become, and I quote, triggered. We're going to talk about everything manly, guns, cars, sex, drugs, rock and roll, women, the good, the bad, the ugly. We're going to talk about current events, politics, some entertainment. Talk about a lot of different stuff. New shit, old shit, bat shit, if you want. Different things along that line. And we're just going to be men. And we're going to discuss it like men. We're going to talk about things and skills that our grandfathers had, that our fathers had, that we've lost in current society. We're going to talk about the interactions between men and women. We're going to talk about the interaction of a real man and the change of the world as we know it. It's going to be a rant. It's going to be a rave. It's going to be a lot of fun. And there will be those segments where I will just go into a pet peeve. I think every show will have a pet peeve segment. And that could be anything and everything. And as time goes along, we'll start taking your calls and your messages as we broadcast and add those in. But this is going to be episode one, and we hope you enjoy it. Once again, my name is Philip Vandermeulen. I will be your host for the podcast, and this is Toxic Masculinity. So since we are, quote unquote, toxic masculinity, I think we need to talk about something very specific. The concept of toxic masculinity is feminism's way of controlling and shaming men's nature while still expecting those same men using those same traits to die for society's sake, initiate relationships, and not complain about it. I don't remember exactly where I got that quote. It was on a Tumblr page that I was looking at, and it was actually written by a lady, and it's very true. You know, everybody wants this kind, gentle, you know, beta male. I understand that there are 53 genders, and that, you know, I shouldn't say this and I shouldn't say that, and please forgive me. Well, everybody wants that until the shit hits the fan, until there's a gunman in the schools, until there's, you know, a robbery at a gas station, until, you know, the lunatic ex-boyfriend shows up, or ex-husband, until the crazy ex-girlfriend arrives. Then all of a sudden it's, well, why didn't you do something about it? You know, or, you know, there's an invasion of the country and it's, well, why didn't you step up? Why didn't you kill everybody? And, you know, also when it comes to relationships, you know, you need to, you know, step out there. Talk about it, you know, communicate with her, ask her out, be the man. Well, we don't know how to be men anymore in this society. We literally don't, you know. I mean, I walk by it every day. It's a 23-year-old men on the phone with AAA because they can't change a flat tire on their Honda Civic. My brother-in-law and I, when I still lived in San Diego, saw this one day. We were on our way to work and we literally pulled up to the stoplight. We're looking over at this guy and we're like, wow, his car's in the middle of the road. He's got a flat tire. What's this, that? We had our windows down. It's a nice summer day. All of a sudden we hear, oh yeah, can somebody send out a tow truck? I have a flat tire. And we looked at each other and we looked at him and then we looked at each other again. We were like, what? I learned to change my first tire when I was 9 years old. I changed oil when I was 12. I learned how to do it by myself, with my dad's supervision, uncles, grandfathers, all that kind of stuff. But 23-year-old boy or man that can't change out his own tires. So, you know, it's, you can't expect to have men do these things as men when you stifle a man's nature. And what is a man's nature? Man's nature is to fight, is to conquer, is to stand for those that he loves, and to turn it into the greatest story of heroism out there. Why do you think action movies are the way they are? It's not because, you know, of the gratuitous violence. Well, I take it back. It is part of that. Shooting somebody 50 times with a 50 caliber, there's a certain level of enjoyment if you're a guy. But really, at the end of the day, it's the story about the guy that either came from nothing or was given nothing or meets this hardship, goes in, kicks everybody's ass, either wins the girl or wins the day and goes home and, you know, is the hero. Men want to be the hero, or at least real men want to be the hero. The new men in society, and I see it a lot here in Portland, Oregon, don't want to be the hero. They're content to let everybody else be the hero as long as it doesn't affect their how they drive their Volvos or their Priuses, doesn't affect their little space and this and that. They're fine with it. But, you know, you mess around with their little bubble and they get very mean and call you very mean names and try to slap you with the back of their hand and call you all sorts of things. Well, guess what? I'm not so weak that words offend me. Okay. I've been called every name in the book. Someday I'll get into some of my background and how, you know, people up here in this town that they, you are this and you are that. And I look at them and go, and is that supposed to elicit a response? Because you sound like a moron right now. But, yeah, 23-year-old men that can't change out tires. You know, I've seen 30-year-old men that can't hammer a nail. Basic skills, you know, 18-year-old guys that can't mow a lawn. Can't change out a light bulb. I've been called out to do basic plumbing and things like that, where I'm looking at people going, how is it you survive in society? People that don't know how to cook. I learned how to cook when I was 11 years old. Now, granted, it wasn't very good. It was microwave and it was this and that, but I learned how to cook and now I cook rather well. 29 years later, but I look at it this way, and that is really one of the things that is missing is men have not been taught to be, not been taught to be men anymore because it's deemed evil. There's been a war on men for over 30 years. You know, I saw it start in the latter 80s and early 90s, this whole thing and the war on women, and it progressed from there. I'm going to throw this out here, and y'all can look at it and mill it over. You know, women talk about all this toxic masculinity stuff that happened. Oh, we don't want to go back to how America and the world was in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and this and that. Well, you know what? There were some downsides to that. Yes, I admit that. And, you know, they were dealt with. But what woman, or let me put it this way, women now want to talk about a gentleman, somebody that opens car doors, somebody that knows how to treat a lady like a lady. Well, you know what? You had that in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s. And prior, the problem is you literally brainwashed it out of the new generation of men. And the reason that has happened is I think, in a way, socio-political as well as societal, to make it easier to slowly enslave a people. If a man is truly an alpha male, he's not going to let people tell him how, what, and where to do things. And this new generation's all about, oh, the government will take care of me, and what they say is a good idea. But yeah, you know, women come in, going back to that thought, women come in and they have this idea of, well, you know, we want this, you know, where's the white knight? Where's the John Wayne? Where's the guy that, you know, does this, that, and the other? You had him. You know, women used to have the highest levels of respect. A woman would walk into a room, all the men would stand up. You know, if you were in the house, the moment you walked into her house, you took off your hat as a sign of respect to her. You took off your hat when you talked to a lady, or when you were done talking to her, you tipped your hat to her as a sign of respect. You didn't use foul language in front of a lady, and if somebody did, you knocked their block off. So, you know, they want this. But when you give them that, they want to pick and choose their element of what it is they want. They want that, but they don't want everything that goes with that. And that's not how it works. Men are hardwired a certain way. And we are hardwired to be conquerors, to be heroes, to fight. I'll put it out there. Fight, fuck, and feed. We eat, sleep, and have sex. We work hard. We make sure our family's safe. You know, and that's the essence of a man and everything around it. Are we sometimes dogs? Yeah, but you know what? Dogs are loyal as hell. You know, they don't go running off every which way. Women call us dogs. Okay, I'll be a dog. Dogs are loyal. Dogs are friendly. Dogs are man's best friend. But you fuck with their families and they will rip your nuts off. So, just a little something that I wanted to talk about this segment. We're going to go into something here shortly. Just a little fun, because this was just me ranting and raving. I hope it made sense. We'll delve into this a little bit more as time goes along. Get into certain aspects of things. I'm just kind of giving you a flavor here in this first thing. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me. And I will give you the email address right now. It's a brand new email. So if you want to email us, it is toxicmasculinity.show@gmail.com. And email me your thoughts, your tips, questions, anything that you think would make this better. If I talk too fast, if I talk too slow, you know, anything like that. I hope it makes sense. Anyway, looking forward to hearing from you. And I'll be right back. And we're going to talk about some lighter stuff, some fun stuff, and finish up on an awesome note. So, what is something that is toxic? Well, you got to think about it. This is going to be a kind of a counter to militant feminism, because they call us toxic masculine. Well, what does toxic do? Toxic's most connotations is a bad thing. But you got to think about it. Chemotherapy is toxic to cancer. Radical feminism is the cancer of today's society, turning little boys into confused individuals that are not sure they're animal, vegetable, or mineral, for that sake. People falling in love with their cars in a way, sexual way, not just, you know, I'm a Mopar guy. It's Mopar or no car for me, but, you know, I'm not going to go hump my tailpipe. You know, so we are not going to push necessarily anything over the top political. This is not a political show, but I did want to mention that, you know, in being me and being toxic will be the counter to the militant feminists. And, you know, chemo's toxic to cancer. Radiation is toxic to cancer. We certainly hope to be the toxic to the cancer of radical feminism. So I wanted to throw that out there to you guys about what the agenda is with this. And I will be right back with some fun stuff. We're going to look at a couple things that I came on today. And hopefully it's something that you want to hear about. So I'm looking forward to getting back into the gym, and I'm a big gym guy once I'm motivated to do it. To me, the gym is a lot of fun. Some people consider it work. I think it's fun. I told you we were going to talk about fun stuff. And I have a whole routine set up. I mean, I'll let you know right now. I'm 6 feet, 2 inches tall and about 350 pounds. I need to be about 250 pounds. So the crusade is on to lose 100 pounds because pushing 40, the doctor looked at me and he's like, dude, you got to lose the weight. Time has come. Stop being a fat ass. And I was like, okay, doc, let's get this on. So, got some people that want to train with me. I know how to do it. I've done it before. I just got to get off my fat ass and get motivated, and when I'm not motivated, be disciplined. But, you know, for those of you that think the gym is a lot of fun, we have a lot in common. I do some supplementing, but nothing significant. So there'll be times where we'll discuss, you know, gym techniques, things that I'm doing, progress that I've made. The other thing is I'm very much into firearms. So, you know, I own firearms. I advocate firearms. I'm a lifetime member of the National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, all that kind of good stuff. So, getting into Gun Owners of America, membership. I do some shit on Instagram. You know, I have a personal page. It's public right now, but, you know, I enjoy posting memes and different things that are going on. Yeah, we're looking forward to having a lot of fun with this podcast. And as time goes along, I'm going to be putting together content a week or two ahead of time. This is more kind of spontaneous, just to see what the response is going to be. I will start working on actual notes and things, you know, discussion topics, things along that line. We'll get some people in to help co-host, because you probably don't want to hear my voice all the time coming at you. So we'll get some people in, and it makes for a different dynamic too, because I'm a little bit of a different person when I have a co-host or somebody that I'm talking to, when it comes to different things. I also had, a couple of my lady friends that, were talking to me. They want me to host a kind of a little get together, myself and a bunch of other four or five other ladies that are basically going to pick my brain about how come we're still single and we can't get a dude. And I told her, I said, you know who you're asking, right? And what the answers are going to be. And she said, yep, that's why I'm asking you. I think it would be a good insight. Awesome. So that's going to come up. I will try to put together segments of that, or I will try to at least podcast some of it if I can. I will definitely get highlights and share it with you guys, because I know it'll be amusing. It'll be fun. So I'm going to end this right here. Once again, I want to remind you, email toxicmasculinity.show@gmail.com. You can email me there. Your thoughts, your suggestions, whether you liked it, whether you hated it. Hate mail is always fun.
Because, you know, just like with anything else, how can you be so weak that mere words hurt you? It's a great quote that I picked up. So once again, toxicmasculinity.show@gmail.com. Email me your thoughts, your ideas, your love, your hate, any and all of it. And we will continue this crusade of attempting to be the cure for the militant feminists through just being our toxic masculine self. Maybe we'll also next go around the serious segment. I will discuss toxic masculinity from the standpoint of gender identity, apparently is a new front for feminism to attack masculine traits and how to be a guy. So that's something that I'm going to look into. It'll be either the next one or the one after. We're here to have fun one last time. This is Philip Vandermeulen. I am your host and founder of this, toxicmasculinity.show@gmail.com. And you all have a great day. Hope to be back soon. And we're going to start this train down the track.